Oh, I need a holiday.
Girl, I feel you. Where do you want to go?
Where else? Mpumalanga. We've got the best holidays right here.
True that. We should tell the rest of the world.
I'll tell you what. The MTPA is currently at Africa's Travel Indaba in Durban, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard. Oh, I hear you. Oh, I hear you, man. Let's cross to them on our shows and find out what they're telling the world about Mpumalanga, yeah?
And then maybe to say thank you, they'll send us on holiday?
I love the way you think.
Stay tuned to Rise FM Lunch
and Rise FM Mid-Mornings
as we stay in touch with Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency.
Live from Africa's Travel Indaba in Durban.
Mpumalanga.
Embrace the unknown. Live the adventure.
And the person who really is there is about to give us the ins and outs of what's happening right now. Now,
hi there. Good morning once again. And good morning to the listener at home. Welcome to Rise. It's yet another update here at the Durban Exhibition Center. And so if you're not aware, today we are telling people to come and explore Mpumalanga. And this update, as many others, has been brought to you by the Mpumalanga Tourism Parks and Agency. So my guest is Kosi today, Kosi Mtalan. And Kosi is from the Hotel 247. If you may have forgotten, the aim here is to bring people to Mpumalanga, but we are bringing the products of Mpumalanga to the world. Madam, welcome to Rise FM. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bob?
I'm very well, thank you. So far, it's day two. How has the experience been for you and your business being here?
I must say, this has been a good one. Yeah. This time, it actually, I know yesterday when we got here, people were like complaining, what time are we starting, what's going to happen? And people were a little bit worried, but it's been a good day yesterday, yeah. You know. And this morning as well, when we started very well. Mm-hmm. Our meeting, the appointments that we made provincially for this specific event, we were able to see everyone yesterday, and they're all positive leads, you know.
Right, wait, hang on. So you are already setting appointments?
Yes. We set appointments before we come here.
Yeah.
And the buyers have to accept whoever that you're asking for an appointment. Mm-hmm. It's either they accept or they decline.
Right.
And they give reasons why. Some they might decline because they don't have a slot for you. You can always go pass by their stand and see them still if you really want to see them.
This is B2B appointments. So by you making intentional connections with people that would help your business move forward. Tell us more about that.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. Yes. The people, most of the people that we do appointments with is your tour operators, travel agencies.
Right.
We deal with that a lot.
To make the connections.
Yes. Mm. Collaborations as well. So the connection, they bring business to us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the thing about it is, I mean, I look at a pamphlet, how important it is for somebody who's never been to Mpumalanga. It's kind of a window to what they can see in Mpumalanga. But most importantly, it may be the only thing they know in Mpumalanga. So, talk to us about the importance of exposure of this kind, whereby businesses meet with other businesses for the purpose of collaborating at a continental level.
So the importance of us being here, we're meeting with other guys from Africa, obviously. Mm. They don't know White River.
They don't know Mpumalanga.
They might not know South Africa.
Mm.
They've read about it, they've seen it on papers and televisions, but they've never been there. Mm. And the minute you say Mpumalanga, they have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm.
You know? And it's very important for us to be here to come and explain to them and give them the picture of what Mpumalanga is offering, what they can get when they come to South Africa and come to Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So it's very important to even do the collaborations for them, because they've never been to South Africa, most of them. So you need to give them a picture of when they bring guests to South Africa, to Mpumalanga specifically, what is it that they are going to get?
Some already know. They just don't know where they're going to be lodging for that night. How important is it for the business to kind of level up to what an international traveler would know as the standards of an establishment? Talk to us about the importance of grading, because, again, just opposite here, the Durban Exhibition Centre is the tourism grading authority that's, at the moment taking, a lot of people are doing their flesh speeches and so forth. And I wondered if, as again, being present here raises the standards altogether. Talk to us about the importance now of this event, kind of raising the standards for establishments such as yourself in White River, in Mpumalanga, to level up to what they know to be tourism establishments as these are international travelers.
Me as Kosi, as a person, Kosi as a person, I'm a very straight person.
Yeah.
I don't like to lie to people.
Yeah.
I don't like to sell. I don't like to do false marketing.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I'm not just selling the pamphlet. What I tell them about the hotel, it's what they are going to find. That's what they're going to get. So Hotel 247 is a 3-star.
Yeah.
It is graded.
Yeah.
Obviously, grading, if most of the people in tourism, they understand what's grading about. Grading, they grade you according to the standard of your hotel.
Yeah.
So when I say to an international, I'm a 3-star hotel,
they know what
they know what to expect when they get to the hotel.
Right.
You know, so they can't come to a 3-star hotel and expect a 5-star services, though we offer a 5-star services, so it's very important. It's also for them as internationals, the minute you tell them that you are graded, they feel comfortable, they're at ease that okay, this great property is graded. Means South African tourism knows them, which is very important, so that if anything happens that they're not happy about, that we can help them with, maybe they can always report us. They're more than welcome to phone or to go to website or whatever medium that they use to contact SA Tourism to say, okay, but we went to this establishment, this is what we found, they lied to us, they said they're doing this, you know. So, of course, as a person, I don't like to sell wrong things.
Just
to what I tell you, what I explain to people here, it's exactly what you're going to find when you get to White River.
And of course, there's those things, as we let you go, that are outside of your control. Travelers can be fussy sometimes. They don't want to see the Mkuku that is 5 kilometers away, you know. It's an eyesore. A lot of work has to be done, doesn't it, to kind of educate them on what they are going to see. Because the grading is only your establishment, not the Mkuku 5 kilometers
away. So it's when you sell there, like now you're talking to a travel agent.
Yeah.
Remember, you're not talking to the end user.
Yeah.
You're not talking to the consumer that is going to come to your establishment.
Mm-hmm.
You're still talking to the person that is still going to sell your property.
Yeah.
It's very important to tell the truth that for you, when you travel from the airport,
you're going to see Mkuku.
To get to Hotel 247, it's about 15 kilometers, between 15 and 20. And you're driving around the farms.
Yeah.
You know, you will see the rural areas. And most of the internationals, they actually like seeing the rural areas.
Yeah.
And most of them, they like to stop, you know, and have conversations with the kids, with the ladies that are selling on the streets as well. So it's very important to be honest with the person that you're selling the product to. So that when they go and sell it to the end users, they also can give them the correct information.
Madam, thank you so much for your time. All the best for your business.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time.
And thanks to the team here that is with us on the ground. We're going to be giving you all these updates as Usugul Kubega, right here at the Durban Exhibition Center. All we're saying is come to Mpumalanga. And this has been brought to you by the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. Coming to you live at the Africa Travel Indaba at the Durban Exhibition Center. Back to you in studio, Kori Sang.
Thank you so much. And now he's going to be back on Rise FM Lunch with Lily, 12:40. So make sure to stay tuned for that. And of course, we always say, come to the place of the rising sun. There's too much that we have to offer, but you can only find out when you're here. So come through.